Today from the Ohio Newsroom, hunting down hunger.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
This week, Today from the Ohio Newsroom is listening back to some of our favorite stories from the last year. For some Ohio hunters, deer season is more than just a way to fill their own freezers. One nonprofit helps make their harvests into meals for their communities. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
At a hunting ground in Butler County, Don Bowling walks me down an overgrown wooded path littered with fall foliage. It's one of his favorite spots to hunt deer in southwest Ohio.
This is usually riddled with tracks here.
As we follow a deer trail through a dense brush, I don't spot any bucks or does, but Bowling points out signs of them everywhere.
I can actually feel underneath my feet, you can feel their hoof prints.
Those hoof prints are popping up in city limits, too, as the growing number of deer meander into people's yards and across roadways.
So you have big city parks that's just overpopulated. And then it messes up the whole ecosystem, you know, because they're eating everything from 6 foot down.
Ohio's deer population has multiplied 40-fold in the last 50 years, according to an estimate by Cuyahoga Valley National Park. And food insecurity is on the rise, too. Grocery costs are up nearly 30% since 2020, while food banks face federal cuts. There's too many deer and not enough on people's plates. It's an imbalance that hunters like Bowling are trying to even out.
There's no need for anybody to be hungry when we have a resource like this. You know, why not use the resource?
Bowling helps coordinate the nonprofit Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. The charity takes deer carcass donations from hunters and covers the $100 or so it costs for butchers to turn deer into ground venison. That meat then goes straight to food pantries, free of cost. Bowling says that simple idea has changed the way communities manage their herds. Some parks and municipalities used to cull deer without thinking about the next step.
They would just shoot deer, and basically they were just disposing of them. And it's like, whoa, hold on. You know, I can take one of those deer and feed 200 people with it, you know.
The nonprofit's been in Ohio for more than two decades. Last hunting season, hunters donated more than 80,000 pounds of deer. That's around 300,000 servings of meat for Ohio food pantries like the Community Meal Center in Butler County.
At first, people were like, ooh, venison, Bambi. And now they say, do you have frozen chubs of venison we can take home with us? Yes, we do.
That's Executive Director Lauren Marsh. She says in addition to sending people home with frozen meat, she spent the last two decades serving up ground venison casserole, stews, and chili to anyone who's hungry. She says meat is difficult for food pantries to source, especially as beef prices have risen 50% since 2020. Marsh says this partnership with hunters is vital to bringing protein to those who can't afford it.
No one person alone can help people in our community. When we all gather together to help the most vulnerable, then there's love at the center of that.
For Bowling, hunting and donating his deer harvest is a way to channel his love of the outdoors into a love for his neighbor.
Well, you just have that connection with the outdoors, you know, the world waking up, the wildlife waking up. You hear owls, you hear a lot of stuff that you don't hear. If you just get quiet.
Right now, only 1-2% of deer harvests in the state are donated. Bowling hopes in that stillness, more hunters will hear the call to serve their community. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Millville.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.